Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on August 20th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Like back to school, since school will start on Monday, August 19th. To help prepare for that, I sat down with School Resource Officer Austin Baumberger. Welcome to a Let's Talk Gillette sort of topic interview episode. Today, I'm sitting down with one of our City of Gillette police officers, Austin Baumberger. He's one of our school resource officers. And we're going to talk a little bit about what school resource officers are, what they do, and talk a little bit about back to school. So to get started with, I know you mentioned you had kind of back to school safety tip for us.
I do, yeah. So the big thing when it comes to the safety in schools is our parking lots. Whether it's a junior high or a high school, we do see accidents. And also there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. Myself, unfortunately last year, almost got ran over quite a few times by some parents.
Oh gosh.
Very close calls on that one for sure. So the biggest back to school tip I guess I would have for safety is just pay attention to your surroundings. Especially the new high school drivers. You know, that's like their first taste of freedom right there is getting a driver's license. But they also need to remember, pay attention. There's other drivers out there. There's people out there as well. That'd be one of the worst things is somebody getting run over for sure.
Sure. Near the schools or really all over town because of the school buses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I know that's a huge problem that we've had in the past is people flying past school buses with their stop arms out.
Mm-hmm. And we still get quite a few of those throughout the year. But yeah, that's when it comes to the school stuff, just pay attention.
All right. So you are one of our school resource officers this year. What does a school resource officer do? Like, what does your typical day as a school resource officer look like?
So I kind of have to laugh at typical, as when it comes to law enforcement, there is nothing typical about it.
Oh, sure.
Even if you make traffic stops left and right, there's not one that's going to say this is typical. But as far as like a school resource officer, we wear many hats. We can be a mentor to other students. We can be a counselor for students as well, a safety consultant for the school administration. So when it comes to like the drills throughout the year, they do ask for our input and our assistance in it and seeing if there's any ways that we can help them do a better job. But we're also there to protect the students and the staff if anything comes up. And then we are also just that, a police officer in the school.
All right. And if I remember correctly, each school kind of gets their own school resource officer, right?
In a way, yeah. So like the sheriff's department takes all the elementaries.
Oh,
and
okay.
Of course, any of the schools out in the county. We provide officers at both junior highs and then the three high schools.
Are there different approaches for the different schools? So like, is being the school resource officer for the junior high different from the high school or different than it would be for the elementary schools?
Absolutely, it is. So junior high is that time where kids are really transitioning. There's a lot of those changes going on. You know, you could have somebody that is super emotional, and if you say the wrong thing, it can set them off. You can have the kids that are just super easy to talk to in the junior highs. I think junior high is more difficult to figure out how to talk to the kids just because of all those changes. The high school, they're a little bit more laid back, especially the juniors and the seniors. You know, they're reaching that adulthood and it's a lot easier to have those adult conversations with them. But each grade level that you talk to is going to have its own different approach to it.
Sure. And how do you become a school resource officer? Is this something that you had to ask to be included in, or do they pick from our regular pool of police officers? What does that look like?
So for any position we have, there's going to be openings. And with those openings, you just apply for it. The application for that is a little bit the same as the initial application, is you send in a resume, a letter of interest, and then depending on how many openings there are, they choose from that. But you have a sit down with the administration, with the police department, and then through that, they make their decision, and then they pick who they feel is best qualified.
All right. And in the schools, what are the biggest issues that you see? Is it like drugs or vandalism or vaping?
You know, I kind of say it's a combination of a few things. So the high schools I've noticed for sure, probably number one is going to be vehicle accidents.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Followed by the vaping. occasional fights here and there. And then in the junior high, probably the biggest one is either going to be breach of peace.
Oh, sure.
You know, kids either cussing at one another or teachers or what have you. And then vaping would be another one, too.
Sure.
Yeah. For some reason, that's become a big issue within the last few years.
All right. And that brings us to our lightning round. So what the lightning round is, it's just a set of short, simple questions designed to get to know you a little better. Are you prepared?
I'm ready.
All right. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite sports team?
Denver Broncos.
All right. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
If you could visit any place in the world, where would you go?
Either Rome or Australia.
Oh, okay. Rome just for the history?
Mm.
All right. If you could go back in time, what time period would you want to visit?
I think it'd be fun to go to the 80s and see my parents in high school.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, that one can be tricky. I know that Ice Cream Cafe has like a blueberry pie, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
That one for sure, I would say, is probably at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah. See, you got real, real specific with it. Usually people are like, I don't know, like Rocky Road, mint chocolate chip. Like, you really thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite season?
Summer.
Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
All right. In your opinion, what is the best part about living in Wyoming?
So this one might be a little difficult. So Wyoming's the fourth state I've actually lived in.
Oh, sure.
And I lived in a population of over 1 million people to Gillette. What I really do like, though, is when you get out of city limits, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice out in the open. You know exactly when you leave Gillette or any other city. So I guess I'd have to say the openness of it.
Sure. I've heard that a lot from people who have lived in bigger cities and things. All right. And are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with students or parents or just members of the community?
Final thoughts for students and parents in the community. Just I hope everybody has a wonderful and great school year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and sitting down and talking to me today. You know, for everyone listening, keep an eye out for Officer Bomberger, especially as you drive through the parking lots to maybe pick up your kids. All right. Thank you for coming.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
There is something else important happening on August 20th, other than the Gillette City Council meeting. The 2024 primary election. Gillette Public Access Television will have primary coverage starting shortly after the City Council meeting adjourns. So you can tune into cable channel 192 or stream online for preliminary election results, interviews with candidates, and maybe visits from some of the adorable residents of the animal shelter. If you're still unsure about the candidates or issues you'll be voting on in the primary, remember that you can view the online archives for both the League of Women Voters candidate forums and the Right Candidates forum from last week by visiting gillettewy.gov/GPA and clicking on the Channel 192 archive. It's important to know what and who you'll be voting for, so make sure you get informed. Here's what's on the August 20th City Council agenda. There are a couple of event and street closures this meeting. One is for the 200 block of Ross Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. on September 10th for the Good Guys Hall of Fame Road Tour. Then, on September 11th, there will be a closure on Wenger Drive for the Marine Corps 5K event, and a parade permit closing 2nd Street for the Veterans Day Parade on November 11th from 1 to 2 p.m. Just one optional 1% supported project this meeting when Council considers a bid award for the 2024 Concrete Pothole Repair Project Phase 1. Council must consider amending the professional services agreement for the Heritage Lift Station Replacement Project. There's a resolution before the council at this meeting to create a City of Gillette Roadside Memorial Program. If someone you know has been killed in a traffic accident in the City of Gillette, you will be able to request a roadside memorial once the program has been created. Council has several vehicle purchases to consider for 4 2025 1-ton four-wheel drive long wheelbase crew cab pickups, 1 2025 four-wheel drive police interceptor crew cab pickup, 1 2026 auto car right-hand steer low entry cab forward cab and chassis with one new McNeilus automated refuse compactor body. I think that one's a garbage truck. 6 new 2025 utility police interceptor all-wheel drive SUVs, 2 2023 or newer extended reach wheel loaders with less than 20 hours and full warranties, one new 2026 tandem axle dump truck, body, hydraulics, plow, sander, and required miscellaneous equipment, and an acceptance of a bid for one new diesel 4x4 enclosed cab utility vehicle. That's a brief look at the August 20th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gilletwy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gilletwy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.